Hello, this is Mol speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 18th of September 2018, and this is the 880th Mol Out Loud podcast. A great preponderance of eights today. I'm heading into town for tonight's Writer's Cave, and I'm feeling quite energized with the beginning of my course. I do realize that this might be a sort of first flush of enthusiasm before all the really hard work begins, but it's nice to feel energized at the beginning anyway, and I just need to retain this pleasure in it. I think part of it was that this morning, or over the last couple of days, I'm doing a second course that is about it's comics, comic drawing for comics, but it's about getting the flow for your story through illustrations and keeping it flowing. And I thought it would be, I'm not sure whether it was a good idea, but I think so far it is, to do these in parallel, that it's something that'll keep the right side of my brain happy whilst I'm doing this more left brain editing work. So this morning was a sort of loosening up exercise with making lists of lots of different things and then kind of combining them to make new stories. So it's not directly, it's probably good that it's not directly related to what I'm doing, just quite how unrelated it is. It's probably from the example that one of my lists included Lothians, energetic Lothians, who were making tartan blankets for horses, and the other one was pig hunters in Homburgs who worshipped a pig god, and to those were added a couple of other elements as well. So really completely freeing up the right brain without worrying about where it might lead. And so in the afternoon I've been more concentrating on the first part of the course. A lot of it's about introducing each other and getting to know each other, and some very exciting projects on the go there too. So yeah, it's been a really good day. I've even managed to have some supper because of this early start on cave days, leading to leave home by 5 and having to eat early. I often just sort of have a sandwich or something, but today I decided to steam fish, and so I had some steamed fish with snow peas and other vegetables, and I'm hoping that this will also keep me away from the chocolate. I've not had any chocolate for a week now, but cave nights are the hardest because I really associate them with chocolate, and we're often provided with chocolate. So I feel if I turn up and I've eaten well, I at least won't be hungry with the chocolate luring me. I must apologise for yesterday's podcast. That was the wrong podcast. And I'm not sure that the right podcast, which I did post online, I did change them. That podcast may be quite a muddle. But if you missed it yesterday and it hasn't come through the right, if you missed the right one, the real 879th, and got 877 instead, you will find that if you go back to that, to the link to 879, you will get yesterday's real podcast. So apologies for that. It was actually a bit of a reminder that probably I shouldn't have been doing a podcast yesterday, and I'm finding it difficult to give myself permission not to. I think it's partly also knowing that out there you are anticipating them, and for some of you, I know it's sort of become a ritual to listen to these podcasts at particular times of day, whether it's before bed or with lunch or wherever sometimes, and sort of not having a podcast can be a bit of a it's not a huge thing, obviously, but just a little bit of a disappointment. Anyway, today I've prepared the photograph, which is not that relevant to today, what I'm doing today, but I just I don't want to be spending time when I'm at the cave uploading the podcast, so I thought I'd prepare the photograph and the text before I recorded the podcast, so it yes, maybe it is. Well, it's not entirely off topic. The photograph is again of the footpath and these lovely markings in the road at the moment for the stormwater drain that's about to be built. It's going to take 6 months and it's going to be very, very rackety, I think. The poor cafe owners are expecting quite a loss of clientele because they won't be able to have any outside tables. It'll be whilst they're digging up footpaths. So pretty bad luck, really bad for them, poor things. But at this present stage where it's just markings, I just do love the fact that they mean a lot, presumably, to whoever they're there for. Well, you hope they do. But absolutely nothing to me. It's like kind of listening to a foreign language. I'm just crossing a road. Which I was doing today when I was sitting in the cafe and doing some writing. There was a woman at the next table with a child, and she was talking in a language I didn't recognise. And hello. And her daughter was responding in English, and I just love that kind of flow that children have. I suppose she was about six, the child, and I discovered later that the mother was speaking Croatian. And it was just lovely listening to a foreign language. We don't English is so much the language here because Australia is so isolated. The need of a population with a predominantly English background or English speaking background has no need for other languages or doesn't perceive a need for other languages, and it's our loss. Of course, there are more and more people who are here who do speak other languages, and maybe it just takes a bit longer to get to a smaller place like Hobart than it does, say, in Melbourne or Sydney. I wonder how your day has gone today, whether you've been able to engage with whatever's most important to you. And whether it's to dream about it or to become excited about it again, like I am, I think I can begin to get a bit of momentum up, and then it becomes more exciting. Certainly projects that are left languishing start losing their attraction, and I suppose it's a bit like any relationship that is neglected. I'm going to stop this podcast now. It's getting so the traffic really is a bit noisy, and I also realise that when I talk and walk, I walk more slowly, and my timing needs to be quite precise. It's always much further than I think to get to the cave. It takes me almost as long to get across town as it takes to get to the town, and I tend to underestimate how long it takes for the whole thing, that I need to double what I think of as the time it takes to get to town. So I do hope that you've had a good day and that you have a good day tomorrow as well. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always. And I really look forward to talking to you again next time.